Hare Krishna. This is a verse by Rupa Goswami, and although I know it, I'm going to read it. And he says, "Tam madesha shari katitam maham makarinu madito vasami tvat kundo parishakivilam vastavatatam Tidam, Shidama, Swasari Mama Sande, Sapichumam, Hareti, Tvam, Damoda Rajanam, Amum, Notsya Chikada. Rupa Goswami, in his internal spiritual identity as Rupa Manjari, thinking like this, he's expressing this externally as Rupa Goswami, but referring to himself as a gopi. So he says, "O Damodar, when will you order this person carry to Sridham's sister this flower letter which says, 'On your order, as I heard it spoken by the Shari bird, I'm waiting here at your pond. Oh friend, why are you late?'" I don't know why the translator says shari bird, because it's not a species of bird that's being referred to, but shuka and shari. Shari means the queen of parrots, Srimati Radharani's parrot. Shuka, shari. In any case, says, "O Damodar." Now we're in the month of Damodar, and we're singing Damodarashtakam. Why? Why is Krishna being referred to as Damodar? Now, Krishna got free from Mother Yashoda's ropes. Nanda Maharaj came and tied him. But now, he can't get free. He's tied. He's tied to the spot. There was an appointed meeting that was agreed upon. That was already the night before when either Srimati Radharani had sent a message in the morning, with one of the servants who were carrying sweets that she had cooked to them, or if she couldn't go, or if she did go, then somehow the communication was passed. You come at this appointed time to Radha Kund. Of course, they don't call it Radhakund, but here he says, Tvatkundo pari, Tvatkunda, your kund. But it was called Radhakund. And you come and you meet me there at this time, which would be somewhere around midday, a little earlier. And Krishna went, and he's waiting, and he's waiting, and she's not coming. So Krishna's getting impatient. Then Srimati Radharani sends Rupa Manjari. You go and you see what's Krishna doing over there. And she goes. Krishna's pacing back and forth. When he sees Rupa Manjari and says, Is she coming? Is she here? No. She's still in Java. But she's getting ready. And she'll be coming. Why is she late? Well, she's a princess. She has important things to do. There are other things in the world besides you. He says, but she told me to come at this time. And I'm here. I already came early. That's all right. You be patient. Patient? How can I be patient? I'm waiting. I want to see her. Why can't you be patient? You tell all your devotees that they should be patient to see you. So now why can't you be patient to see her? I don't have all those good qualities that my devotees have. I'm not so patient. So then Krishna says, but anyway, maybe if I give you a message, then she'll hurry up. And maybe you can try. Give me a letter. So Krishna takes, and it says here, Sande Shakushimam. And Krishna is referring to Srimati Radharani as Sri Dhamashvashari, as the younger sister of Sri Dham. Sri Dham's my friend, and your mistress is my friend's sister. So perhaps even that message came through Sri Dham, and that's why Sri Dham is being invoked here. But in a sense of entitlement, yes, I have a right to write to your princess, to write to Srimati Radharani. After all, she's just my friend's sister, so it's natural that I should write to her. And Krishna takes a petal of a big lotus, a big rose, or takes, well, yes, it says here Sandesh Kushumam, not Sandesh, but Sandesh. Sandesh means a sweet, and Sandesh means a message. And so on a flower petal, and may take the red oil of a red rose and write on a pink rose Sandesh Kushumam, and he writes this message, and the message is just that: Saki Vilambas Tavakatam. O Saki, why are you late? And Krishna is eager to have Srimati Radharani's association. So he's eager for her to come. And so he expresses that eagerness. Sakhi vilambas tavakatam. Is Krishna eager because Srimati Radharani is so beautiful? Well, she's certainly the most beautiful person, but Krishna's attachment is not because someone's very beautiful. When Krishna went to steal Rukmini Devi, and Rukmini was very beautiful, and described that the different princes who had come to vie for her hand, when they saw her, then they fell off their horses or their elephants. They were just so amazed by her beauty. And at that time, Krishna was there, along with Garuda. And Garuda said to Krishna, "Oh, indeed, she's very beautiful." And Krishna just replied that he said, "I'm not attracted by physical beauty. Physical beauty cannot attract me. I'm attracted by devotion." But it's true that from the spiritual point of view, beauty and love are intertwined. Now, we have experience of that from one perspective. There's what's called the Vishaya and the Ashraya. Vishaya means the object of beauty, and Ashraya means the lover, or the object of love and the lover, Ashraya. So the devotee is the lover, and Krishna is the beloved. Now in the material world, when, for instance, a mother loves a child, and Prabhupada gives the example that the child may be blind, still mother calls her lotus eye. Or husband loves a wife, and for her, she's the most beautiful woman. And he says that, oh, you're the most beautiful woman. And she says, oh, you say that to all the women. Well, when he was in love with them, he did. Because when you're in love, then whoever you're loving, then the Vishaya becomes most beautiful. So that part we have experience with. Vanasayana. But the other way around, well, we have some experience. We know that, for instance, when someone's very happy, or when they're very, you can say when they're in love, then their features become more attractive. But in the spiritual realm, if someone is has great love, then that love shows in terms of their beauty. They become very, very beautiful. Love and beauty and truth, these things are all connected. And because Srimati Radharani loves Krishna the most, therefore, she's the most beautiful. There's other beautiful girls in Vrindavan, but because they don't love Krishna in the same way that Srimati Radharani does, with the same intensity, therefore Krishna wants her. And so he's saying, I'm waiting here. And vilambas tavakatam, sakhi vilambas tavakatam. Krishna is waiting for everybody. He's also waiting for our love. Our love doesn't match Srimati Radharani's love, but it's unique. Every living entity is unique. Their mood of loving Krishna and their service is also unique, and Krishna wants to taste that unique love. So just as Krishna has sent this message to Srimati Radharani, Krishna also sent the message to us. What message Krishna sent? The Bhagavad Gita is the message. He says, Manmanabhava Mad Bhakto Madhyajimam Namaskuru. He says, why are you keeping waiting? Why don't you just surrender to me? Aham tam sad, don't worry. I'll take care, don't worry about your karma. What is this karma? What are all these things? He says, you just come to me. So Krishna's waiting, he's eager for everyone's love, everyone's affection. And therefore he's sending the message. Sakhi vilambas tavakatam. O friend. Srimati Radharani is Sakhi, is friend. We're also all Krishna's friends. Bhakto simi sakka cheti. Sakha. This is also friend. He says, vilambas tavakatam. Why are you keeping me waiting? Krishna's not good at waiting. So if you love somebody, you don't keep them waiting. Then you. And when Srimati Radharani gets the message, then then she says, all right, I can't make him wait anymore. So maybe she hasn't finished putting up her makeup. Maybe she hasn't even got her veil on. And she goes out the door. She doesn't put on her shoes. Well, then she just runs, because Krishna's message is there. So we shouldn't keep Krishna waiting. Hare Krishna. Shakti Vilambashtavakatam.